All right, Will's Trust in the States. This is my guide for week 7 and 8. Week 7 and 8, as I'm sure you are aware, we are moving to the actual drafting of our wills. And we've talked about this in various degrees. You should be prepared to do this. You're going to do fine. I did post a document that I'm basically going to follow in this guide. So that document will assist you as you go through this process, but it's not things that you haven't heard already or things you wouldn't expect. The document's titled Steps to Helping a Client Create and Execute a Will. Sorry, I'm having a little, the change, 70 degree swing in temperature in the last week has got my, all that stuff going. And I've been talking a lot on the internet. So my voice is, hopefully we have class tonight. So hopefully it's better by then. But first step, we assist the client in deciding what property they will include in their will. And we've gone through the whole analysis of property and personal property, real property, et cetera. So you're prepared to do that. After we do that, after we help them create that inventory that we experienced in our classes a few weeks ago, we assist the client in deciding who inherits their property through the will. Now, clients may have an idea about who they want to inherit their property, and they vet that through us. And there may be reasons, as we've discussed, that we may have recommendations on not only who, but how that property is passed. And there, ideally, if we can make it the transition of that property where the person can use it and keep it and hold it during their lifetime, but it goes to whoever they want that property to go to outside of the will and probate court, best case scenario. 3, we assist the client in choosing an executor to handle their estate, being clear of the parameters, the need to discuss with the person in advance, the person chosen to be the executor in advance of making the will. I mean, you don't want that to be a surprise. You would like them to expect that they're going to be the executor and accept that duty before the will becomes necessary to be probated. So we always want to do that and suggest the client do that. We want to make sure they understand that that is their choice, this person, but it is ultimately the person will be appointed by the court. Ultimately, that's what's going to happen. You state your preferences, but ultimately the judge appoints. And typically they appoint the person you choose as an executor, but we talked about all the different reasons why it may not be. And there are opportunities where, or circumstances where it may not be. We assist the client in choosing their guardian if they have minor children. And, that's a big one. People who have minor children want to make sure they pick somebody that they prefer. And again, it's their recommendation. The court will ultimately decide who will be the guardian of the children. But again, that's something you want to, just like with the executor, vet with that person. Hey, if I pass away, I'd like you to be the guardian of my children. That's a big ask. So you want someone who's prepared to take that on and really thought about it. And you don't want it to be an emotional or a quick response. You want them to really think about their willingness to take on that position of guardian. We talked about all the other things that come up as far as, like, a lot of times people are inclined to choose their parents or would like to have their parents appointed the guardian because their parents, the grandparents, are a lot closer than maybe some other relatives. But if the parents are 20 or more years older than the grandparents, are 20 years or older or more than the parents, there's a potential for those folks not to be around, right? The risks of them not being around or being able, being capable of raising minor children, depending on their physical or mental abilities or their actual, you know, their age, things like that. So there's an analysis there. There's a time to get the client to think and to really be thoughtful about their choice, but also to let that person or persons know this is what they anticipate. And we, in either the executor, the guardian, and I'm going to talk about the trustee for minor estates, you pick a contingent person. You pick a second choice in the event that the first choice. So they need to go and talk to these people and make sure their first and second choice for these positions are willing. That's sometimes a hard conversation to have for people, but they need to have the conversation. So in addition to the executor and the guardian, if they have minor children, they'll want to set up a trust and a contingent family trust that comes into effect at the time they pass that allows for a portion or all of their property to be held for the benefit of those minor children, to allow those minor children to be taken care of in the manner that they had hoped to take care of them if they had not passed away. So same cautions as with the executor and the guardian. You would want someone who is willing and able and capable and accepting and knowing of their obligations beforehand. And hopefully it never comes to fruition, but in the event that it does, you would rather go that route. So we do all that. We help the client through all those, the analysis, the evaluation, and the choices. And then we create a draft of the will. You may be involved in the actual drafting of the will. You may be involved in some offices with creating that initial draft. But then the lawyer should go through the draft. And once the lawyers approve the draft, you get that draft of the will to your client, making sure that they understand it's a draft. There have been occasions I experienced it myself where someone tried to take my service of creating the will and then not wanting to pay me, attempted to execute the will. I always did a lot of good follow-up, so I figured that out. And we would always, back in the day when we printed those documents, and you do the same thing when you transfer them electronically, make sure that they're embossed with draft. Make sure you let the client know you should not execute or attempt to execute this. While they certainly could execute it or have it executed outside of your office, over and above the idea that we would like to be paid for our service and we want to complete the will. Malpractice liability wise, I want to see the will executed properly. So the client gets the draft of the will, and then we set up a time for the client to talk with the lawyer to ask any questions or seek clarifications or to suggest or discuss any changes they may want to the will. And eventually we get that draft of the will to a final draft, to the point where it's ready to be executed. The client's in agreement and understands all aspects, and the lawyer's satisfied with the final draft. And so we're prepared to have the will executed. At that point in time, we set an appointment to have the client sign the will in front of witnesses, as we've discussed. And we do that at our law office. Now, I don't know that I mentioned this before, but because it's a will and any of these documents we're talking about at this stage in the class, if an emergent situation comes up, if somebody's, faced with a life-threatening illness or hospitalization, I've had occasion, and lawyers have occasion, to need to go to the hospital with documents like this, with a will, and have the will executed. I am certain that Dean Weghorst has accompanied me to the hospital to be a witness So we would take the people that would be involved in executing the will in our law office to the hospital. Now there we're really worried about if they're mentally capable. And so, you know, I would want a physician to tell me, a doctor, that whatever medications they're on or whatever their condition was, mentally they are capable. Remember, we have to have capacity. But in any event, we get the will. We set up an appointment and we have the client execute the will. And we go through all the steps and make sure we have all the things done properly there. Once the will is executed, we then advise the client on how to store their will safely. And we caution them to keep their executor, guardian, and trustee informed of the location with information of how to access that will. I mean, we don't want it to be a matter of the will isn't able to be found. And we, again, want those people to know about the will and be prepared to do what we've asked them to do, you know, regarding that will. We keep copies of the will in our file, but we should not keep the original documents for all the reasons we previously discussed. And that's the process. Client pays their bill and they have their will, and then hopefully, you know, that all goes smoothly. But remember all the things we talked about regarding estate planning and how ideally, you know, most things pass without going through probate or the will. The minors, if they have minor children, some part of the estate's going to have to be probated. So that's what we're working on the next 2 weeks. So for this week, you are going to get your draft together based on the assignment of a client that I gave you in class in week 6. You are going to then create a draft and post the draft this week. Your client's going to review that draft. We're going to discuss the process and the draft in class. You're going to create your final draft in week 8. You're going to post that, and all of you are going to review the final drafts of everyone else and comment on those final drafts before you come to class in week 8. And in week 8, we'll discuss the whole process one final time, and then we'll have a week off because week 8 leads to spring break. That's week 7 and 8. I appreciate all your time this first half of the semester. I still have a hard time believing that we're almost through half of the semester, but we are. So I appreciate all your time and effort. I look forward to seeing what you're going to produce here. Again, this is going to be a sample of your work, a work product sample that you can take to interviews, and students have taken to interviews in the past to allow them to have a better opportunity to earn that job. So do your best on this.